Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. Do you want to sound less like a beginner speaking English and more like a native speaker? Of course you do. That's why you're here. English is a very rich and varied language, but beginners often use a limited range of vocabulary. Simple vocabulary will mean the other person does understand you. But if you want to sound more like a native speaker, increasing your vocabulary is important. Today, let's take a phrase that English learners say a lot and give you some different words for it. Do you ever say, very good, to describe something? I'm sure you do. But if you use very good all the time, it's not very descriptive. It's not very interesting. So let's look today at some other words for very good, a phrase which all English language learners know. Let's look at some alternative, more descriptive ways of saying this. This will help you sound more expressive when you speak English and more like an English speaker, and your conversation will sound more interesting. So when you're learning English, of course you learn basic vocabulary first, and there's nothing wrong with saying very good. People will understand what you mean, of course. But I'm going to give you 9 different ways to say very good, which are really worth learning. They're all slightly different in meaning, so you might use them in different ways. It will help you to understand their specific meaning, but that doesn't mean that you have to stick with the rules. It's fine to mix these ones up. They're almost the same. So here goes. Where there are 2 words with a similar meaning, I'll pair them together. So these are words for very good. The first pair of words, which mean very good and which are similar in meaning, superb, S-U-P-E-R-B, and excellent, E-X-C-E-L-L-E-N-T. Most of the time you can use either of these words to mean very good. But let's have a look at their slight differences. With superb, there can be a sense of magnificence, majesty even. The thing is so big or so beautiful, it impresses you. It might make you say, wow. So you might say, the view of the mountains from the hotel room window was superb, meaning that you were impressed by it and you said, wow, when you saw it. Or you might say, the skiing was superb. Excellent means of extremely high quality, the best of its kind. You can understand excellent better when you know that there's a verb to excel, E-X-C-E-L. And if someone excels at maths, for example, it means that they're one of the best, if not the best, at maths in their group. So if something is excellent, it's excelling in its class, in its group. And there's a noun, excellence too, E-X-C-E-L-L-E-N-C-E. Achieving excellence, maybe the kind of thing you hear as big companies' goals, mission statements for their workers. There's a lot of skill and talent going into something that's excellent. So back to that hotel room, you might say, the view out of the hotel room window was superb and the service in the hotel was excellent. So if there's any difference at all, excellent has more of a focus on someone having worked hard to arrive at that very good standard, but superb can happen naturally. But you can mix and match superb and excellent too, I think. The next 2 words that mean very good are also similar to each other. They are fantastic, F-A-N-T-A-S-T-I-C, and wonderful, W-O-N-D-E-R-F-U-L. The adjective fantastic comes from the word fantasy, F-A-N-T-A-S-Y. A fantasy is like a dream. A fantasy is you thinking about something which might happen, but imagining it happening in the best way possible. So if we say something is fantastic, we mean that it's the stuff of fantasy. It's something we can only dream of. And wonderful is similar. It means that whatever we are describing, well, it fills us with wonder. The noun wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R, is a word to describe that sense we get when something is so good, it just stops us in our tracks. We look round with wonder, perhaps like a child in a fantastic toy shop, perhaps looking round with eyes wide and mouth open. That's wonder, and the toy shop would be wonderful. What about these two? Outstanding. O-U-T-S-T-A-N-D-I-N-G. And exceptional. E-X-C-E-P-T-I-O-N-A-L. You can use these two adjectives instead of very good when you're talking about someone's achievements, people's successes. Both of these words work if you were describing a very successful student or someone with a very successful career or other achievements. If something is outstanding, it stands out. You see it as above the rest. It's noticeable because it's better than what's around it. You might make an outstanding contribution to your particular science or area of study. Your contribution stands out from the rest. Exceptional is similar. If something is an exceptional circumstance, it means when something's not the norm, it isn't usual. So when we're using exceptional in a positive way about a person or an achievement, we mean that they or it are far better than the usual, an exception, because it or they are so good. If you go into the school for a parents' evening and your daughter's teacher says that she is an exceptional student, it means that you have a very clever child. Another two words which you can use pretty much anywhere that you might say very good, awesome, A-W-E-S-O-M-E, and amazing, A-M-A-Z-I-N-G. You'll hear these words used all the time, but often in contexts which don't really deserve it. You might be on the phone to a helpline and they're helping you set up your mobile phone or some function on your laptop. And when you follow their instructions and it works, the person might say, awesome. It's what we call an overstatement. It's too much, but they're meaning to be encouraging to you. So in their pure form, these two words again mean very good. The word awesome is related to the noun awe, A-W-E, and a bit like wonder. Awe is a feeling that you get in response to something. If you think of a cartoon character, seeing something which is, here we go, fantastic or wonderful, you might see that their mouth is open as they look around. They're speechless. Well, in this moment, you could say they have a sense of awe. If you feel awe, you can hardly speak. Now, awe is more commonly used to mean something positive, but this one can also have a negative feeling. If a huge brown bear suddenly was in front of you in the forest about to eat you, you might feel awe as well as terror. Awe at its size, perhaps. Whereas if something is amazing, then that's almost always positive. And of course, it's related to the verb to amaze, A-M-A-Z-E, and the noun amazement. If you think of the verb to surprise and then increase the level of surprise, you get to amazement. So if someone says you cooked an amazing meal, it means that it went beyond surprise just how good it was. And the final word for today, meaning very good, is perfect. P-E-R-F-E-C-T. Again, if someone is talking you through a set of instructions and you're following them and it works, they might say, perfect. Or if you arrive at an arrangement, what time you're going to meet someone, they might say, perfect. Again, it's being used as friendly encouragement. If you use the adjective perfect in its more pure sense, it links better to the noun that goes with it, which is perfection. P-E-R-F-E-C-T-I-O-N. And if something is perfect, if something has achieved perfection, it means that everything in it, everything about it is correct, is good. Nothing is wrong. Nothing is out of place. You might talk about someone having perfect hair. This means that there's absolutely nothing wrong with their hair. Not a hair out of place, we say. Or that car is perfect for me. That means that the car has absolutely everything you could wish for. Every detail suits you. You and the car are a perfect fit together. And perfection is used where there is just nothing you could do to improve a situation. It's already perfect. Okay, so those are the 9 adjectives I'm suggesting you can use instead of very good. They're pretty interchangeable. That means you can use each of them for most things. I'm just giving you extra meanings to help you remember them. But here are some practice sentences for you. I'll give you sentences which use very good, and you need to substitute a different word for very good. The easier way to use this exercise is to see if you can remember all 9 of the words and put them in. And if that's easy for you and you want to stretch yourself, see if you can choose the most appropriate word that's more in line with its origin. Here goes. You'll understand the downside to using very good all the time when you hear this. Using very good all the time makes it sound boring. Number 1. Going skiing in Austria? That will be a very good opportunity for you, and I'm sure you will have a very good time. Number 2. Your son is a very good student. His work, particularly in science, is very good. Number 3. People enjoyed travelling on the Orient Express. The food used to be very good, and the scenery was very good. Number 4. My father would practice his piano pieces until they were very good. Number 5. We enjoyed the underground boat tour because the caves themselves were very good. And our guide told us some very good stories about the caves. Okay, so did you remember all 9 words? If you want to have another go, do it now, as I'm about to give you those sentences with the 9 adjectives for very good. So now's the time to pause and try it again if you want to. Okay, those sentences again. Notice how much better this sounds. Number 1. Going skiing in Austria. That will be a wonderful opportunity for you, and I'm sure you'll have a fantastic time. Number 2. Your son is an exceptional student. His work, particularly in science, is outstanding. Number 3. People enjoy travelling on the Orient Express. The food used to be excellent, and the scenery was superb. Number 4. My father would practice his piano pieces until they were perfect. Number 5. We enjoyed the underground boat tour because the caves themselves were awesome and our guide told us amazing stories about the caves. That version sounds much better, doesn't it? You can hear that that's much more descriptive, much more expressive, and more likely to have your listener's attention. If you use those words, it's no longer beginner's English. Okay, don't forget, if you would like to consolidate your basic vocabulary, our most common 500 words course is available to buy on our website at adeptenglish.com. lots of lovely listening, which helps you practice just the 500 most common words in English. Wonderful. Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.